today. I hope you are. 7 after the hour. Hopefully we can contribute to that here on the Good Day program. Rich McFadden is off today and on Monday, back Tuesday with Roberta Fasanelli. Both of them are down at the Jazz Fest celebration in New Orleans. Meanwhile, there are a lot of things going on, and we are here to inform you of the important things going on in the world today. I guess it depends. It's all a value judgment sort of thing. There are, I guess, a few items that are usually considered to be on the top of the heap. I'm not much for wanting to rehash and regurgitate things that you can hear elsewhere. There are things, however, that do affect what we're doing. I suppose the weather in the Midwest is one of those things. Can't do much about it, but it's good to know, or not good to know, that it's really chilly from the eastern side of Texas up to Arkansas and pretty much up to the Ohio River Valley. I think if we were to draw a line, you'd see that the weather there is new. How's that for a report? Is that clear and concise,
gentlemen? I think you might be hired as the new Al Roker on the Today Show,
yeah.
I think.
Right, a new Al Roker.
Some technical weather terms. There.
Mm-hmm. There was a Kickstarter campaign. Most of you know how impressed I am with crowdfunding and how eager I am to have people learn about it so they can use it to help themselves, their businesses, ideas, nonprofits, whatever it is that you may need money for. These campaigns are turning out to be really successful if they are well run. And the latest example in Hollywood is the Zach Braff Kickstarter campaign. He's the guy from Scrubs, Jennifer, right? I think he was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
He wanted to raise a couple million bucks to shoot follow-up to Wish I Was Here. How successful was that movie?
It was actually, well, you know, I don't know that movie, but he's a successful filmmaker. He made Garden State. He did, he's done a couple of things. And so people have started to follow him, and he put up looking for $2 million, and I think he got it in, what, 3 days?
Something like that? Yeah, right. 30-day campaign.
It's pretty incredible.
So you leave it up there, and you just get more money. That's how Kickstarter works, or any of the crowdfunding things work. But once you can take the money and run, or you can leave it up there for the 30 days and hope that you'll do well, there are all kinds of rules and regulations that go with crowdfunding. It depends on the site. There are a lot of good ones. Indiegogo is pretty good. Kickstarter is pretty good. Some of the ones have been around for a while. But the essence of this was made possible by one of the only things I think that's been done that's been good in terms of legislation the last few years. This came out of the situation that existed just for the election when everybody's trying to buy votes or come up with a way to get people to say, those guys are great. Look what they just did. Well, this is part of a plan to reinvigorate the economy. Well, the economy's not doing so hot, but at least in terms of how people who want to individually affect their own ability, come up with a good idea, and you sell it, you come up with a good product, and you can't get financing, because you can't get financing from banks to save your soul.
Very
today.
Difficult
it's
now,
yep. Yeah. They hoarded all the money, using it to buy other banks and that kind of stuff. So this is a way for you to come up with a 501c3 success story, nonprofit. You want to raise money to help somebody do this, that, or the other thing, or you want to start a, whatever it might be. I'm gonna have an animal sanctuary on my farm, so I'm going to run a Kickstarter campaign in order to support that kind of stuff. And so it's kind of refreshing to see people use it and have good things come out of it. So keep your fingers crossed. Or if you've got an idea for a new product or something, it's a lot less dodgy than going on with a Shark Tank, guys. I'll tell you that. And terms of technology, I guess is the best place to put this. There is a new computer app called SkyDog. Have you heard about this?
No.
SkyDog. If you're looking for some serious control over your children and how they're using Wi-Fi, for example, networking at home, this company, and I believe they started, by the way, with a Kickstarter campaign to raise the initial money that was necessary to put this product out on the market. Power Cloud Systems SkyDog Wi-Fi Router and Mobile Companion lets you as a parent monitor internet access and receive text notifications for certain network activity. Porn. You don't want your children, right?
Right. So, or maybe even some social networking sites, dating sites. Yeah.
The situation, if Richard were here, he'd be sort of laughing at me that I'm trying to explain this. But what I understand about how this system works, you sign up with SkyDog. Replace your existing wireless router with SkyDog's whatever wireless router route. It's like the model number.
Right, so it can monitor what's going through the router, essentially. And you can set up probably parameters which you want to be notified when it's when something hits those sites.
Yes, exactly.
That's cool. I like that.
Yeah. All right, so we have a poll at DougStefan.com today asking how closely you monitor what your children are doing online. Hopefully you are monitoring what your children are doing online. So how closely do you monitor it? A, I keep a pretty close eye on what they're doing. What's that song? Keep a close watch, watching all the time. Anyway, B.
Don't know, actually.
I'm glad I brought that up. I know some of what they're doing. C, I don't know much about what they're doing online. D, I have no idea what they're doing online. Well, shame on you if you don't. So that's the poll at DougStefan.com. Yesterday's poll, would you get a tattoo of your company's logo if they gave you a raise for doing it?
Yes.
35% said
where would you like the good day and the Doug Stefan?
I'll tell you exactly where I want it.
I've got a nice place with a smiley face.
All right. So the results of the poll yesterday on tattooing. There is enough money in the world, 35% said, to get a logo put on my body. 34% said it would have to be a huge amount of money, a big raise, for me to consider it. 19% said I might, depending on the amount of money I'd get. And 12% said, yeah, absolutely, I would do that. So,
company would ask you to do that is the better question, I think. Not if we would do it, but what company would ask you to tattoo their name on your body?
Heinz Ketchup.
The 57.
Warren Buffett, Kenny, has started a Twitter account. He is the legendary billionaire.
Mm-hmm.
Same man who once admitted to not knowing how to check his own voicemail. Announced his Twitter presence yesterday, joined Twitter in order to participate in an interview with Fortune magazine for a panel called Warren Buffett on Women and Work and Other Wisdom, which is supposed to incorporate social media. His account at Warren Buffett is already verified. 12,000 followers yesterday afternoon.
You know what I want? I want him to write the list of the best buffets.
Really?
I want Warren Buffett's buffet list.
Buffet list.
Wouldn't you like that?
Buffett's buffet.
I know. That's what I want to know.
B-U-F-F-E-T-T on B-U-F-F-E-T-T.
Exactly, right? Yeah. The Buffett on buffet.
Get together with Jimmy Buffett to do that.
Yes.
Right, exactly.
Thank you, Ken.
Warren and Jimmy, no relation. So what do we have on our Twitter account that's exciting this morning, Ken?
Oh, let's see. On Twitter, what's her name? She goes by Jersey Girl.
Snooki.
But she was commenting on the story that we had, I think it was yesterday, about JCPenney.
Mm-hmm.
And their new apology campaign. She says that she's an ex-JCPenney fan. She used to buy everything there, but that Apple guy screwed it all up, and she doesn't know if she'll go back.
Yeah. Well, I think you can probably get over it. They're going to go back to the way they were. You know, I noticed on Twitter, Ken, today that Iron Man is trending because it opened at midnight. And that's like the biggest thing on Twitter today. Everybody talking about the previews that they've seen. People have even posted pictures from watching in the theater. I don't know how they got away with that, but I wouldn't condone that behavior.
Never.
But some people love it. Some people hate it. There's not a lot of mediocre on here. It's either love it, hated it.
Well, I think Chuck Curry, who's our movie man, said the reviews were pretty solid. They were tracking like $180 million opening this weekend.
You know, I just think if you can't go in expecting like a theatrical masterpiece. You go in expecting a fun action movie. You know, it's like, how can you be disappointed?
Isn't this the one where he blow up his house off the side of the cliff?
There's a picture of some people hanging from a building. It's pretty incredible that someone posted from the movie theater.
Mm-hmm. They posted
I had
it
heard
from the movie theater.
Yeah.
They're expecting it to make over $300 million now this weekend.
Really?
Wow.
Just over the weekend.
That's almost as much as I anticipate to make this weekend. How about you, Dougie? Is that how much you're going to make, too?
I'll be spreading manure on the farm this weekend. I don't know how that's going to help me out of in the pocketbook, but... isn't it really amazing how people get really excited about these distractions? Not a bad thing to be excited about.
No.
16 past the hour, Doug Stefan's Good Day program with the best and smartest way to look good without being distracted. Your teeth. The whiteness of your teeth. Do teeth whitening toothpastes work? No, they do not. Do the trays that you have to put in your mouth for an hour work? They kind of work, but they leave an aftertaste.
They do, but they hurt. Yeah, they hurt really your gums.
Are yellow teeth mostly caused by drinking too much coffee or tea or smoking? Yes, that is true. Do you think whitening strips and trays are useful? No. I'm going through a list of questions that have just come up in my own mind as I think about power swabs. The option of using power swabs is yours, and it is now the only whitening system that uses a patented formula to remove the stains off your teeth so they stay white longer. The best part about power swabs is that it works in 5 minutes. Call now for your risk-free supply, 800-865-7602. Power swabs, mention Doug Steffen, get a 50% off, 800-865-7602 for power swabs. Clean those teeth. Look better this weekend for whatever date it is you're going on or wherever you're going. You want to look your best, and then you'll feel your best. I know that. We all feel better when we look better. Power swabs does the trick, and you'll discover it and be happy that I passed it along. No bleaches involved. All natural power swabs. Whitening up your teeth in 5 minutes. 800-865-7602.
Geico presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hey there, buddy. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with Geico, we've been riding a lot more, which means I've been able to really exercise these pipes of mine. Just listen to them. Just sorry about that. Oh, yeah.
Geico could help you save on your motorcycle insurance, and that should make you and your bike very happy.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Celebrate Me Time tip from Stouffer's Single Serve Meals. Important to take a few breaks from whatever you're doing every day. How about walking around the block or your yard? Relax. Breathe in some fresh air. You'll be surprised how this bit of me time will truly help to recharge your battery as well as refuel your mind. Make sure to keep listening for more tips like this from our friends at Stouffer's Single Serve Meals.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
Proper selection of replacement tires for your Buick is crucial to maintaining optimal safety, performance, and efficiency. Consideration must be given to vehicle type, weight, and
some music.
Sure. And driving environment. Critical specifications impacting.
Oh, I love this. Turn it up.
Impacting overall operation of the vehicle, including ride and handling at. Never mind.
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. Get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends May 31st, 2013.
Up in the next half hour, scary stuff in the air, in the sky, 21 past the hour now. We have the Spice Girls in the focus in a few moments. I know you're not going to want to go away for that, Jen Jen.
No way.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's 24 after the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program. The Spice Girls there. What is the name of this song, Jennifer?
Say You'll Be There, Dougie.
So what do we like about this song? Crank it up,
everything.
Michael. Really? Why?
How can you
Michael,
not dance
you, Michael, Earth to Michael.
Crank it up, Michael.
Please.
Thank you.
Nice. Producers of the Spice Girls music, Viva Forever, are saying now
not
that
so much.
Show is not.
Well, Viva close. 2 weeks is the new name of it, I think.
Yeah, see you later, alligator. Disappointing is the way producers describe it. I mean, how many of these musicals, these people don't have enough, there's no depth, there are no roots to them. And they got some pop songs that are pop. Yeah, yeah. Pop,
a lot of pop songs, actually, yeah. More than you think. They're probably like 9 hits.
Yeah, but they try to do with them what they did with ABBA, and it just doesn't work.
Well, they
work.
Did have their own Spice movie, you know.
They did?
Yeah. That was
do?
Fun. I okay. saw it in the theater.
Really?
And you know what? I'm going to be honest. If I had been in New York, I would have gone to see the musical.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, the story
in Doug Steffens.
It was in London, so you lost it.
Never made
never
it
mind.
Broadway.
Well, forget it. I wouldn't have gone.
All right. The musical Viva Forever closing in London after 6 months. The Spice Girls down the chute with that thing. Let's see. Next up, in terms of audio, our video of the day, and I obviously can't give you the video because it's a radio program, although there are things that we do online, and this demonstrates it, that bring video around, because these often are very, very intriguing or a lot of fun. And so this one is from the Star Wars folks. Nobody can accuse them of not having a sense of humor. The video that's at DougSteffens.com today is an attack ad about the way some observe the 4th of May as a Star Wars holiday. You remember, May the 4th be with you?
May the 4th be with you, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
That's my favorite.
Yunga Munga. Here is some of the audio from our video of the day today, which will crack you up.
Every year on May the 4th, citizens gather in celebration of Jedi, rebels, and the power of the Force. They wear costumes, have parties, and share greetings and pictures on their social networks. They say it's fun, but what aren't they telling you about May the 4th? They say that the rebels are heroes, looking to restore freedom to the galaxy. Fact, the Jedi and rebels are traitors to the Empire, and so are all those who celebrate May the 4th. They say, May the 4th be with you, in reference to an old greeting about the Force. Fact, the Force is used for mind control, levitation of deadly weapons, and haunting the living after death. Is that really something to celebrate? They dress in honor of Jedi and rebel fighters. Fact, wearing such attire is a punishable crime under the Emperor's Subversive Apparel Act. May the 4th is a dangerous and immoral holiday. This year, say yes to the Empire. Say no to Jedi. Say no to Rebels. And say no to May the 4th. Paid for by the Emperor's Committee to Destroy May the 4th.
May the
4th. That's the best part.
Ah, very clever. So, Jennifer, I always come to you when it comes to things that are ridiculous.
Cool, like, wonderful, yes.
Well, the Twitter war between Amanda Bynes and Jenny McCarthy.
Oh, yeah.
Foolishness.
Well, first, Amanda Bynes is losing her mind, yes, or pretending to. Right. Now, a lot of people think that she might be losing it on purpose so that she gets some attention. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, she put some naked pictures up on of herself, and Jenny McCarthy kind of went back and forth with her about it. And it got ugly, got nasty.
Some of the quotes I'm reading are things that I can't put on the air.
Yeah.
But she did send to Jenny McCarthy, you're ugly.
Exactly. That's about the one we can talk about.
Right. Aren't you 50 years old? I'm 27. You look 80.
Compared to me.
Yeah, right. All right. Coming up next, the nanny dishes the dirt out on the Kardashians. You'll want to stick around for that here on Good Day.
Remembering Jonathan Winters. I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grown-Ups.
Why, that's it! Sure! Look! It's a big W, I tell you! It's a big W!
Jonathan Winters makes a big discovery, the big W where a treasure is buried, in the 1963 comedy It's a Mad, 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 Mad World. Winters, who died recently at age 87, didn't make many films, but when he did, he nearly always stole the show. He created a truly creepy character in the 1965 film The Loved One, playing a cemetery owner who reveals his plans to close the cemetery and launch its residents into orbit.
We're a nation on the move. Death has become a middle-class business. There's no future in it.
What about the loved ones?
To the stars, my dear. Resurrection! No!
One of Winters' closest friends, Tim Conway, told me a couple of years ago that being friends with Winters brought its own special kind of lunacy.
He calls, I would say, about every third day at least, and he leaves a message on my phone, and he's a different guy each time with a different request. One time he was an admiral in the Navy, and it was 4th of July, and he wanted to know if he could come over and throw some firecrackers at me in a bathtub. He had some little ships and everything. They were going to sail him around.
Not only will Jonathan Winters' friends miss him, I think his friend Jack Parr summed up why we all loved him during a 1964 introduction.
If Jonathan Winters is ever accused of anything, he's got the perfect alibi. He was someone else at the time. I'd rather he came out simply as himself to begin with, because when he's Johnny Winters, he cannot be imitated. The wild, wild man, my friend Jonathan Winters.
I'm Bill Newcott.
Thank you, Jack. That thing you said, he'll probably die tonight. That's... But I've had a full...
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Gossip for a long time, so...
I know, let's do it. You want to?
Yeah, get some really good things. But first, there is more important material here that we have to cover. Good day with Jennifer Horn and Doug and Kenny Kessler. Most important stories of the day. Not necessarily will it all be the stuff that is screaming out as loudly as possible on the television or on the newspaper, but there are things that are happening that either make for great conversation or successful broadening of the mind. And you know that I'm interested in you succeeding. For a minute, let's just think about your dreams for a second.
Okay.
Do you have dreams?
Yes.
Are you choosing to believe they will come to be?
Yes.
You are. What's an example of something that's innermost in your being that you feel will come true?
Happy, healthy body.
All right. That's good. Yep. Achieve that. You'll set out to do it, and you'll do it. Kenny, with you, do you have a miracle in your mind that you would like to see come to pass?
Well, Jennifer stole mine.
No, she did.
Oh,
yeah.
She did not. You have another one.
Or two, maybe even.
Yeah, well, you know, I do a Christmas radio station every year. And there's another internet station that I would like to do that I've started to put some things together for. I'd like to see that happen.
There you go. Life will respond to your outlook. If you think it will happen and you put yourself into that position, it'll give you momentum, and what you expect to happen will happen. I think that's just the way it works. Thoughts are things. And if you have a mind that's open and clear, it'll make it all come true. If you have a mind that's full of fear based on really lousy experiences, it's sad, but you got to do the work. And then that the fear will dissipate. It's not... Listen, believe me, I've understood fear for much of my life and still have it.
Me too. It's one of my hobbies, and I'm trying to get rid of it. People like movies. I like anxiety and fear.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you go.
But you know what? You can set yourself up to get rid of it. You could just get rid of it. Yeah. Choose not to play into it anymore.
And also, part of getting there is appreciating what you have. There is this whole business about what's in the now.
Mm-hmm.
And
gratitude
becomes,
for the what you have at the
absolutely.
Moment.
Absolutely. And it becomes more clear to me every single day how important living in the now is. The stuff that's happened in the past, you can't do anything about. You can't have fear that it'll be repeated. But if you don't try to do things or work with stuff that you sort of recognize and bring it around, if it feels good and then you deny it because you expect it's going to go in the same direction as things in the past, then that's what you're going to get. If you expect that what has happened in the past will happen again, that's what you'll get. If, in fact, you let it go and enjoy what you have now and just have it for now and not worry about, you can't do anything about the past, and you don't know what the future is going to bring. I was looking at my friend Carol Allen's website, you know, Carol, who is the great astrologer.
Mm-hmm.
One of the, if we go to her, let me see if I can go to her website, so I'll just pass it along. RelationshipGoal.com. Jennifer, you would love this site. As a matter of fact, I think at one point in time I had it posted. We ought to make sure that we get it. Kenny, can you post it on Facebook or retweet it as well? RelationshipGoal.com. The website has a different story of a different couple being successful every day. And so on the on that site today, on RelationshipGoal.com, you'll see the story of a couple that met when they had both just gotten a divorce. She had been married for 30 years, he for 15.
Mm-hmm.
She is 16 years older than he is. They've been together now almost 16 years, and they say the key to being happy is to stay in the present moment.
And not care what other people think. I mean, no. We live in such a judgmental society that I think it's always part of our psyche. What are people going to think? What are my friends and family going to think? I mean, we can't help who we're attracted to. We can't help. And I don't mean just in a physical sense. I mean, you know, I think there's some chemistry that you just can't build with certain people. No. And whether that's romantic or not, I don't think you can let that fear of being judged be part of the equation.
You cannot project out into all the what-ifs of the future, and that's what this this story that Carol Allen has at RelationshipGoal.com tells us. So if you have, and you're right, it could be that there's a physical thing that you like, it could be a mental, emotional, whatever it is, but if you're honest with yourself and you say, this is what I like, I have it, and I want to keep it, or it isn't what I like and I don't like it, so I'm not going to keep it. But working in all of the things that sort of shuffle around in the mush in your brain and have it come out to be, you know, just a serious disappointment comes from the fact that people just, and I understand it completely. I haven't been very good at it until just actually doing a lot of homework on it, frankly, because it means something to me, and I think it'll mean something to you. It may or may not. But whatever it is, Jennifer said very sagely, if you have something that you like and you want to hold on to, then why would you be concerned about what everybody else says? If it's good for you, the people who care about you aren't going to be judged. If they really care about you, if they really are in your corner, if they're really on top of it with you, they're going to love the fact that you love the person that you're with. That's it. They want your happiness.
You only get certain happy moments in your life. You only get a certain number of them, and you've got to take them where you can get them, you know?
All right.
Something makes you happy, you got to go for it.
RelationshipGoal.com is the site for Carol Allen's astrology recordings. Meanwhile, back in the practical, real world, Jennifer has the story of a passenger jet that, am I seeing this right, barely missed a UFO.
Yeah. Kind of crazy, right?
Yeah.
So this plane is on its final approach. Actually, there were two of them into Scotland's Glasgow Airport when an unidentified object passed within 300 feet of the airplane. For your information, since you're a nerd, it's an Airbus A320, by the way.
Right.
Your favorite.
It's a junk.
And the captain says, we just had something pass underneath us quite close, and nothing on TCA's. Have you got anything on our area? That was the pilot to the tower. The tower never saw anything. It was the plane. The two planes are the ones that saw it. So they described this thing as blue and yellow or silver in color.
Blue and red and gold all over.
That's right. With a small frontal area. They said definitely bigger than a balloon, and it moved quickly, came so close to the A320 that the pilot filed a near-miss report with authorities once they landed. But according to air traffic control, they said there were no other objects in the area at the time.
But wait a minute. Were these the guys that were laid off or going to be laid off anyway?
Could have been. Huh? Could have been.
Oh, this is Glasgow.
Glasgow, so I think they're okay. The sequester has not hit Glasgow yet.
So that's the big story over there today. You can imagine what kind of dirt there is on that.
Isn't that kind of nuts, though? I mean, I wonder what it is that they saw.
Yep. Kenny, there is a story today about an Arizona high school having a school-wide strike. The anger aimed at Redneck Day. What was encouraged in terms of the students? They were supposed to be wearing things that would make them appear to be rednecks. What do you wear if you're a redneck?
Oh, it's easy. A mullet and a Coors Light t-shirt. What do you wear?
That's it? All right, so what else do we need to know about that, Kenny?
I don't know. I think Jennifer had that story.
Oh, Jennifer, is that your story?
Of course.
All
the good ones are mine.
This was just the
student council. I'll just give you the quick little overview here. The student council at this high school in Arizona decided to put together a Redneck Day.
Uh-huh.
And they wanted the classmates there to dress up. You know, it was like a spirit week. They wanted them to dress up funny in different type of redneck clothing. Well, instead of having just a little fun with this, Queen Creek High School, now in trouble, because it angered African Americans and civil rights leaders.
Yeah.
And then this has touched off a whole debate about free speech, social stereotypes, and good taste. Now, let me just tell you something. First of all, I'm not sure why African Americans are angered by this, because rednecks typically are Caucasian. Would we all agree on that?
Yeah. Most of it. I've not seen any black rednecks.
I mean, I hate to feed into more stereotypes, but I'm just going to put it out there.
Yeah, go ahead.
So I'm not sure why they were upset, but it's sparked this whole
thing. Everybody's got to be upset about something.
Look, you have to be upset about something. Have fun with it. You know, if it's Redneck Day, I think even the most redneck of us all, and believe me, I have a little red on my neck as well, you just laugh a little, you know? You laugh at yourself. You have fun with it. It's, of course, a stereotype. It's just so silly.
Email to Doug at DougStephan.com, Jennifer at DougStephan.com, Ken at DougStephan.com. Richie is down at Jazz Fest with Roberta. They'll both be back next Tuesday. In the meantime, it is our job to keep you informed as to what's going on here, there, and everywhere. So the dirt on the Kardashians, as if there wasn't enough of that floating around. There is a new book that the former nanny for the Kardashians has written, and if nothing else, it just shows you the absurdity of all the attention that's paid to these people. So we'll get to that in a matter of moments. Meanwhile, I want to get to the absurdity of burping and gas and things that come from eating things that are bad for you or drinking things that are bad for you. And even if you're things that are healthy, sometimes they're supposed to be healthy for you, sometimes create that gas in your system. And I know that it's nasty sometimes to talk about this, as the burping is not. I mean, I've teased, we have some fun with it every once in a while, because I tend to have a little more gas than the average person.
Really? I hadn't noticed that.
I know you haven't. Well, some of the earlier burps that I did were because I was having the wrong fish oil supplement in my daily routine. I have changed all that with the addition of Vitality Fish Oil to my daily routine. This is the oil form of salmon. And because salmon is the easiest to digest of all of the fish, and because this particular oil is real oil, it's not alcohol like most of the things you get at the box stores, is very poor quality. This is the best quality fish oil. And in order to prove it to you, the folks at Solana Health who bring Vitality Fish Oil to you are offering you a 30-day free trial so you can find out for yourself that what you get is really good. No aftertaste, no burps, none of that stuff, and all the benefits of having the most pure fish oil available to mankind. Get your free 30-day supply. Here's what you do. You ready? 888. I didn't hear anybody say ready, but I guess they're
ready, sir.
Ready.
Sorry,
ready.
Yes.
888-809-6424 is the number to call. Or you can go online to cardiol.net/Doug. Pay shipping and handling. No more fish burps. No more gas. No more aftertaste. No more embarrassment. Just good, healthy fish oil, which is what you need to keep everything working well in your body. 888-809-6424. A free 30-day supply of Vitality Fish Oil. oil can be yours. No credit card involved. It's just a way to help you learn about this. And then they figure if it's good, you know it's good, you'll call back. You'll order 888-809-6424 for the free 30-day Vitality Fish Oil Capsules. Cardiol.net/Doug, another way to find Vitality Fish Oil.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
When our veterans return home, the challenges they face vary. With family and friends to support them, some make the transition pretty easily, but for some, the challenges are daunting. For those veterans that need support, there is the Purple Heart Service Foundation. Without their involvement and strong organizational mission, some veterans would slip through the cracks, and that's just not acceptable. I know my listeners support the Purple Heart Service Foundation. It's evidenced in your donations, but I'd like to challenge each of you to remember they need your support, not once, but ongoing. Be a part of helping veterans get the care they need by texting to donate. Text PURPLE to 20222 to donate $10. Just $10 can make a huge difference. Text PURPLE to 20222. Text and data rates may apply. Or you can call 877-743-1631 to donate. That's 877-743-1631. Cash or credit card donations are accepted. All donations are completely tax deductible. Or you can visit them online at purpleheartcars.org. That's purpleheartcars.org. Please donate today.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
All right, so 11 before the hour, Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Somebody just emailed me a response to what I had been talking about just a few minutes ago, in fact. I think living in the moment, this person, let's see, who did this come from? Jerry sent me this story of hockey Hall of Famer Bernie Parent. Do you know him? I don't know
I
much
don't.
About him. Huh? You know about him?
I don't know about him. No.
But you're a big hockey fan.
I am. I love hockey.
He was good at stopping pucks, and he's been writing about how he has stopped worrying. Here's what his secret is for living in the moment from a book that's out. Quote, I'd like to call myself a spontaneous person. When it feels right, I do it. At the very moment, it feels good. Do you know what I don't do? I don't plan vacations a year ahead of time. The present moment enables you to enjoy what your life is all about. Capture it and let it capture you. Slow down and enjoy your surroundings, nature, your family, your friends, your health, yourself. If you start to worry about things that may happen 15, 20 years down the road, then your thinking shifts. You'll constantly be worrying about your investments, your health. You'll be living in fear. And the only way to walk away from this is to remove yourself from your own imagination and the uncertainties that you've created and focus on this very moment. Isn't it amazing when you have all of this stuff? I'm thinking and dealing with this and I'm just being bombarded with all of this stuff. It gets me to stop worrying about things mm-hmm. and get away from the fear thought. If you got to pay off your car payments, pay them off. Yeah.
Exactly. Do what you can.
Drive the car, make the payments. A lot of this from this book by Eric Tolle as well. So thank you for that. Thank you very much, Jerry, for sending that along. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben's Discount Supply.com also stocks a full line of solar powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben's Discount Supply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702, or click Ben's Discount Supply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben's Discount Supply.com.
Living in America by James Brown from the movie Rocky IV. James Brown's birthday. He would have been 80 had he lived. 80 years old, James Brown today. Movie Moment starts with movie music, and then we get into our movie contest, which happens to come from the number one movie this week in 1995. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here. He'll guess along with Jennifer and Kenny and me as to what the movie may be. Well, actually, no guess for Kenny because he puts this stuff together. Then we'll have the story about movies coming out, the anticipated movie that actually started last night, I think. Let's see how much Robert Downey Jr. is going to make on this installment. That's coming up in a moment. First, though, let's get to the three audio clips from this movie. As I said, number one during this week in 1995. So if you have the answer, you'll dial us at 888-302-3684. Here's the first clue.
It's like the one time in my life I smoked pot. I didn't want to do it in the first place. I had a horrible time once I did it. And then Ronnie Templeton's little brother called the police and we all got arrested. The one time I ever did anything illegal.
I think that's Meg Ryan, isn't it?
It sounds like her.
Yes, yeah, right? It is Meg Ryan. Okay. All right, so that's number one. You got any clue on what it is, Jucker? No.
Not 100% positive.
All right. So let's get to the next clip. We want you to be 100% positive.
I don't know what they taught you in France, but rude and interesting are not the same thing.
Really? That's in France. Huh. 888.
Oh, okay.
You just needed that one.
Okay. 888-302-3684. The light's on and there is somebody home. Here's the last clue.
The French. They hate us. They smoke. They have a whole relationship to dairy products, which I don't understand.
Mm-hmm. She's one who shouldn't be talking much about smoking. It's created a mess on her face. At any rate, that's what we have. You work with it. You get the prize if you have the right answer. The first person in here at 888-302-3684. Meanwhile, Chuck Curry will have the previews of movies coming out, the big one, in just a moment here on Good Day.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
All right, so Chuckster, what do we have? The obvious is what people are screaming about, right?
Yeah, I mean, you could argue this is the start of the Hollywood big summer season with the kickoff of Iron Man 3, which opened last night with 9 o'clock showings around the country. Now, I'm going to go see it tonight, but I did track on the internet my local multiplex, and I found this interesting that the 2D showings instead of the 3D showings sold out first, which I believe that the general public is somewhat, not, I can't say this is all as a consensus, but I think the general public is somewhat soured on 3D at the studio.
Overdone. Yeah, it's overdone.
What's feeding it to the public? But I'm going to go see it in 2D. I don't have any interest in seeing it in 3D. Some other bit of movie news, Doug, is Zero Dark Thirty star Jessica Chastain reportedly in talks to star alongside Matthew McConaughey and Anne Hathaway and director Chris Nolan's sci-fi epic Interstellar. Now, Nolan's the director of the last three Batman films, so any film he does is of high priority. That is a good cast, Chastain, Hathaway, and Matthew McConaughey. That begins filming sometime this year. And Colin Trevorrow, director of the newest Jurassic Park film, which starts filming this year, tweeted yesterday that the storyline will take place at the same island as the original film, which was released 20 years ago this summer. So there'll be a Jurassic Park 4 for fans who like that, and I do. But
Kelsey,
I don't know. But
Kelsey Grammer is the human villain in Transformers 4?
Yeah, I spoke about that yesterday.
He's
a good actor, and that's a good choice. I like that.
Yeah. Hi, this film was out on this date in 1999, Liberty Heights. Remember that with B.B. Newirth, the Joe Montana? I don't remember that.
I do not.
Yeah.
I do not.
Let's see. The World Is Not Enough. That was a Bond movie. All right, so let's get to the answer here. We'll try Rachel in Florida. Go ahead, Rachel. What's the name of the movie?
Everyone Loves Sally.
No, good guess, though. Pamela, what's the name of the movie?
French Kiss.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.